All right, we got HF Festival tickets, which we'll give away coming up in about 10 minutes. But we mentioned this term recently. It's not what you think, raw dogging.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned it recently because there was an article about people that were going on flights and they were not eating on the flight. They weren't using AirPods. They weren't having drinks. They weren't talking to anybody. They weren't looking at any screens. They weren't sleeping. Mm. And there were some TikTokers, I guess, bragging about how long they were on a flight, raw dogging. And so that's when we first mentioned the term. But now there's an article in the New York Post that it actually could be one of the most dangerous trends. Now, that seems to be a stretch to me. But what they say is there's a nutritionist that says it increases the risk of blood clots.
I guess if
you're having the no water and no food, but
it's just stupid. It's just a stupid
trend.
You
could do it for an hour, but for someone to do it for 7 hours or 10 hours, they're just dumb people.
What's the point?
For attention?
People are just bored.
They're just stupid.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely could do... If I could sleep, I could definitely do it.
Well, that's not raw dogging anything. That's
for how long?
I mean, just think about it.
For how long?
I took probably, I don't know if hundreds is the right term, but dozens of flights in my life without a cell phone.
Right.
Probably over 100.
I could do it.
I don't need a cell phone.
That would hurt. I mean, I don't know if I could. I mean, cell phone just kills so many time.
Of course.
So
much time. Of course. It's entertaining.
But when you say you could do it, how long could you do it for?
Well, the no sleep part, I think I could probably do it.
Three hours, 4 hours?
Yeah, I think I could do a four-hour flight. Just now, according to this story, they do let you look at the flight map. I do see the people looking at the stupid emergency.
Well, you
got to
look at something. You can't just close your eyes. I mean,
it's dumb.
Yes, it's dumb.
It's dumb.
I disrespect everyone who does it.
So do I.
All right, here's my question.
I think I could do it.
Go ahead.
I could not do it. I could do it for a flight to Nashville or Charlotte, but that's about it.
Valdez and I were kicking this around. Can you guys raw dog a show from 6 to 10 a.m.?
Which means...
But you're not allowed to talk.
No food or drink?
No.
Obviously, we're going to talk.
But no food or drink?
No food or drink.
Shut your laptops and just sit here and talk to each other.
100%.
No.
I think we could do it.
No, I would need information on my computer.
No, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
No, you're just bantering. You're just... Killing
no, that would be dumb.
I mean, give me the
no
outline
callers,
at least.
No callers.
Yeah, no callers.
Well, we do that 99% of the time.
No callers. Right.
But no, I couldn't do it without. I feel very uncomfortable at this point doing the show without,
I need water.
At my fingertips.
I need water, too.
Yeah, and I need caffeine.
Hours. I could go 4 hours without water.
Answer is no. So I'm sorry if I disappoint you, but I cannot do it.
I couldn't
You
do
could
it.
Do it. I could not do it.
How long do you think you could go without
half
phone?
Hour. I'm not worried about my phone. That's silly. But I need Twitter. I need websites, and I need caffeine.
I think the listeners would appreciate it. We'd bill it as the Raw Dog Show.
Yeah,
they would know that you guys don't have information in front of you.
I could do it during the Christmas show.
No chocolate bars or whatever you're eating right now.
Right. I'm starving by about 8:30. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's doable. Look, in the
Do it my vacation week.
In the early days of the show, I think the internet was just kind of starting when we were starting. Now, we used to have newspapers.
You have to turn off those TVs as well.
I personally would not be
interested
in it.
Right?
It would be a terrible
show. Just for you to humor you? It would be terrible.
It's not for me. It's for the listeners.
I'm up for raw dogging.
All right. You do it on my vacation week. I'm going to be off in a couple days.
Where are you going?
I do think that we would need our outline, our plan.
Come up. Oh. Got a couple games.
Would that count?
Like a one sheet?
No, I'm not. I'm not printing stuff off. That would be information. You guys sit here and just talk to each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Entertain.
I mean, I've got the
These guys aren't that interesting to talk to without some information I can lean on.
My wife yesterday, this goes back to that Instagram reel where we talk about the guy and he says, I don't know about his divorce, but I know he got a new driver. Yeah. I spent 6 hours with my buddy Tom. My wife said, how's he doing? And I said,
I don't know.
I don't know. Right. Seemed like he's doing fine.
Right.
She goes, well, didn't y'all talk? I go, talked about golf. She goes, well, you had dinner together. And I go, yeah, we went through our scorecard. We talked about the round.
So you talked about golf the entire time.
Yeah. She asked me how he's doing. Seemed like he's doing fine.
Didn't ask him.
I think it's Brian Regan. Yeah. I could be wrong. The comedian does this a great bit. But so true.
Yeah. No idea. No idea.
It's so, we only got 20 minutes left.
By the way, no, hold on. I got to bring up something else before we go to the calls.
Yeah.
Drab, you might get a kick out of this. I know Valdez will. Eric-Bickle-3 got a Venmo question, or just a point. 20 bucks for this one, too. This point was worth 20 bucks. Please tell JP to stop using the replay machine. It's cringe. What is JP doing on the replay machine? How is he different than Cakes? Can you differentiate, or are they the same people?
I mean, he plays some of the older clips.
Are you playing sound effects beyond the teletype?
Yeah.
I did enjoy it.
See, you're doing stuff like that.
Slid him in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he does do that. And I think he kind of sticks to one bank.
Do you have one?
No, I've used about four, but right, I only know a few.
Because I pay no attention to it.
Older drops that we don't really play
three or four of the drops you've played today.
Well, in Big Deal or Little Deal, when it was Little Deal, I played, I have to find it, but I played good old Ken Norton Whoopie Doo.
So is it cringe for you? Do you notice? Is it cringe when JP runs the replay machine?
It's different than when Cakes does it.
Okay.
No doubt.
Slide some in.
Dravy, is it cringe when JP plays the replay machine?
I got
machine?
A text from Drunk Mike yesterday.
Drunk Mike
sent me a text yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, remember there was a caller, we were talking about haunted hotels, who said he'd put me up in Ken Island.
Yeah.
And I said, sure. If the guy, I believe it was a bluff, but if the guy was going to put me up in Ken Island, Drunk Mike said, I live 2 miles from there, like the jetty and Red Eye.
All right.
And I was like, nice. I was like, if I do it, I'll let you know. His answer.
No doubt.
It's just his calling card.
That's him. That's Front Mike.
All right, let's go to Ian. Ian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up,
Ian?
Just real quick. So just to start, I've been listening to you guys since middle school, early high school, and I'm about to have my 20-year high school reunion next month.
It's
bananas. It's really bananas.
Making us really feel old now, Ian. Thank you.
I know you're not that. You guys are like old. You guys are like, you'd be older brothers. You wouldn't be like it. You guys be older brothers to me. So don't feel that old because I'm almost 40 now.
Okay. All right.
So you guys, I'm a big golfer. I wish you guys talked golf all the time. That's all right. I want to hear. Football season, honestly, not really looking forward to it.
You're the only one.
I'm still leaving some golf. Don't worry.
I know. But so I've got this group of guys. We do golf trips every year. We've done Pinehurst 3 years in a row. I don't want to make things awkward, but EB, Lurch, why don't you guys play golf more together? And have you guys ever done a boys trip? Like a legit three, four?
Jason and I went to Baldhead years ago.
Baldhead Islands. In North
I know,
Carolina.
But I'm talking like recent history. Like,
no, we don't do that.
No, because Jason lives in just the –
guys all play in Maryland. I don't like to play in Maryland.
100 miles away. And when I play in Virginia, it's a nightmare to get home.
Yeah.
You guys punch your cards to end work at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
that's right.
You could go get a. I mean, you could be. I mean, I know that I've lived there my whole life.
We'll play together on occasion. Like I'll play with EB and his brother once or twice a year.
Look, I just have a group of guys I always play with, and it's all in Virginia.
Jason and I used to play a lot of golf together, and then he moved out to Ashburn, and that was it.
Yeah.
But even like, I mean, it's probably maybe 5 hours from Jason's house to Pinehurst. Would you guys ever do a trip?
No, I have no interest. I definitely don't want to play Pinehurst number 2.
He hates Pinehurst.
Worst golf course ever. Screw Donald Ross. I don't like it. It would be miserable. I would be miserable there. I could never get the ball to stay on the green.
Well, you know what? There's 10 courses.
Yeah, there's 10.
I know there's 10.
So you could play like Pinehurst 4
but
or 7.
People want to go. People go because they want to play number 2.
Mid Pines is down there.
Yeah, there's a
billion. There's a Pine Needles.
This is also something you guys. Sorry, this is a little golf geeky. Forgive me. I actually don't love playing courses that I'm unfamiliar with because I play poorly.
Oh.
Because I don't know where.
Well, also,
that's
because
you have poopy game.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Okay, I wasn't looking for an insult. But, I mean, I'm not. I like to play golf. Well, I like to play courses I know. That I know what clubs to hit where. I know it's boring, but I like to play well. You guys want to go out there and see some ocean? I don't care about the ocean.
You would love.
I want to. Yeah,
you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to go play Pebble because you don't know much about the course.
You would fall in love with Pebble Beach.
That might be a unique one. That's like a one in a million.
Okay. You'd rather play Glendale.
But like, I know. Like, you would rather play courses I know because I'm going to do better than when I play unknown courses first time. I never play well.
Like you wouldn't want to go down and play Hilton Head.
I don't have a super desire to. I'd rather play the local courses around here that I know.
Yeah, but Ian,
I follow I follow all you guys, including Valdez. I follow all you guys on the GIN app and EB. I see your scores posting. Norbeck's kind of an easy course.
And listen,
what's the slope from the blue tees? What tees?
129, I think.
Yeah. No, that's from the white. That's not bad. That my understanding. Listen, there's a lot more difficult courses out there, no doubt. It's defenses, it's greens,
but it's also 5 minutes from your house. That's why
he likes
it.
20 minutes from my house, but I do like it's good shape.
Also,
I think go ahead.
I mean, how are you not playing Congo and Columbia?
I've played all those. There's not a course around here I haven't played. The only one I haven't played is Burning Tree.
Burning.
But I actually know somebody I could get on if I had to.
What do you care where he plays?
Exactly why. Ann's jealous, not jealous, but he's envious that you have the ability to play all of these silly courses.
But he's
a commoner.
Now, Ian's a loser. You're a loser because you're looking at other people's things. I'm not on the GIN app, but I'm on 18 Birdies, right, which is like a social thing, and people can see your round. Yeah. I think you're a loser if you're looking at other people's rounds.
You always check in on other people's handicap.
Ian, haven't you noticed that my scores? Hold on. Ian, haven't you noticed that my scores have gotten better?
Oh, of course. And first of all, my day's made. JP's call me a loser. JP, you stuck at golf. So
I don't disagree. That doesn't bother me.
He never said he was great.
I'm an 18.5 handicap.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all, actually. That's not bad. But my point is Valdez nailed it. I've got buddies up in Northern Virginia still. I had a friend's dad that was like, hey, you should come up and we'll go to RTJ.
RTJ is spectacular. I love RTJ.
Yep.
But I'm not desperate to go out there and play it, haul ass all the way out there. It's probably one of my favorite courses, but I'm not desperate to. It's an 8-hour ordeal to go do that.
Just FYI, Valdez is desperate.
All right,
for everyone listening, Ian is stalking your scores, EB.
Yeah, I know.
If you guys are ever in Charlotte, you got a free round out of me. So.
I don't know.
All right,
is that where
my
you
opinion,
are?
My opinion, you stalk other people's scores.
You live in Charlotte.
Jason, I live in Charlotte now, man. It's awesome down here.
Oh, okay.
I had cell phone issues last time I was down there. I don't know.
I was down, Ian. I was in Pinehurst in May because my daughter was working for the USGA during the tournament, during the US Open, and I didn't play.
Oh, no.
But I just rode around Pinehurst too. I would love to play Pinehurst.
Ian, we're up against the break.
Such a cool,
with you.
Such a cool
hit us up on Twitter, Ian. Hit us up on Twitter.
Hey, caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. We told you. We're giving away two tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st at Nationals Park. That features the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, and more. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067.